Well, so this matchup in tonight's Monday Night Football, which involves Brett Favre playing for the Vikings, has some Packers fans tied in knots, like commentator John Ridley.
Okay, here's my Monday night dilemma. Do I root for my team or the guy who for 15 years was the face of that team? Look, I know a lot of people have the same vague curiosity in the Brett Favre versus the entire Green Bay Packers affair as they do in the affairs of reality stars John and Kate. Interesting, but irrelevant. But here's the deal. When you're born in Wisconsin, like I was, you get Packers stamped on the gooey flesh of your newborn tush, and you carry that around for the rest of your life, period. And I'm sorry, but a Packer backer is a unique kind of fan. The Packers are the only pro sports team in America that's actually owned by the community. And with all respect to Mr. Jerry Jones and his $1.2 billion Dallas Cowboy Palace, I'd rather see a game with some Lombardi Lane Wisconsinites at the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field than watch it on a jumbo jumbotron with 103,000 perfect strangers. But a Packerite of my generation is something of a tweenie. We grew up between hearing about the Bart Starr Ice Bowl Super Bowl I and II victory years, but living in the Dan Devine Tony Mandarich years. And then came Favre. And I don't have to tell you what he did. And I also don't have to tell you about the entire retire, unretire, don't let the door hit you on the way out saga of Brett and the Pack, an incident that has literally split my family down the cheer for the green and gold, stay loyal to the good old boy divide. I will say this. Without Brett, the Packers definitely feel like less of an all-Favre squad, obviously, and more of a team. I mean, already, outstanding players have more of an opportunity to stand out. Aaron Rodgers, Charles Woodson, Al Harris, and Donald Driver, who, for my money, is the most quietly inspiring get-it-done player in the NFL. And rooting for my team tonight would have been a no-brainer, except for last Sunday. The Vikes are down by a score, no timeouts, and this happens.
Favre rolls. Lets the throw deep and does. To the end zone for Greg Lewis. Touchdown! Favre did it!
Every time Brett Favre touches a football, he's got a bad habit of being Brett Favre, playing edge of your seat. He did what? That is why they invented the game, football. And anybody who doesn't buy into the narrative of the old soldier stepping out on the field one last time to show the world it's okay to believe is either heartless or under the age of 21, and I don't trust either species. So who am I rooting for Monday night? Ask me about politics. Ask me about religion. Ask me whether I prefer John over Kate, and I'll tell you exactly what I'm thinking. Ask me who I want to win between Brett and the Packers. Sorry. On this one, I'm going to have to punt.
And that's something commentator John Ridley rarely does. He's the founding editor of ThatMinorityThing.com.